Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Pretty much everything under the sun relates to you having a happy, healthy relationship. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us today. You know what? We have a very, very interesting topic today. I mean, everybody's, you know, they've got kids going back to school. They're looking for deals. Big question is, how do you use AI to get those deals? That's why we have Rodney Mason here. He's going to give us some smart money hacks for back to school. Rodney Mason's a 25-year marketing veteran whose insight has appeared in Forbes, Harvard Business Review, Wall Street Journal. He's a chief marketing officer of Menti, the AI shopping companion ranked in the top five of e-commerce total globally. And he's here to talk about AI is changing the way we shop and save. Rodney, welcome to the show. Appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. Super excited to be here.
I'm actually really glad, and a lot of our listeners are. So let's just get started. You know what? So many moms, people, back to school shopping. I mean, they're used to clipping coupons, the circular flyers you get in the mail. What changed the, you know, what's AI doing now? What changes? What can they do instead?
Yeah, so just to frame up what's happened in the last year. Last year, there weren't a lot of people using AI. But two things happened. Inflation, a lot of people are concerned about inflation. We just did a national study and everybody puts that at the top of their list of their biggest concern. And so that's really important. And what that has done is that's pushed people into cashback apps. They're using them a lot more and they're using AI a lot more. To the tune of the study we just did, 76% of people said they're going to be using AI to shop for back to school, which is really high. So we decided to drill down and say, how are people actually using AI? How is this going to help them for back to school? And we identified 9 different ways that people AI shop. And so I'll kind of share some of those. I won't go through number 1 through 9, but I'll just share some of those different ways with you. And what's really interesting, though, is it's completely changing the dynamic of shopping. It's shortening the amount of time that people shop. It's helping them find the value that's right for them. It's telling them the best time to buy. And it's saving a lot of work that they normally, even if they were shopping online, they would have to do a lot more work. So coupons are still important. Going to the store is still important for a lot of folks. But some of the ways that people are using AI that's just completely different. One is they find something on sale and they're about to buy it and they just go to AI and they say, hey, is this the best price I can get on this item? Is this really the best? Just tell me. And usually AI will say, that's a good deal or that's not a good deal. But if you say, give me some context, this is what's important to me from the product. Not only the price, but I don't have to have it today. In the next 90 days, when's the best time to buy? So that's another thing that it will do. It will help them identify the optimal time based on history when this thing has been on sale, because people know the prompt and they put that in there.
So here, help me with that. When is, I mean, you've done marketing forever, so it's one of those things where, like, how is there a best time to buy something? Is there specific periods during the year where there's just lower cost because inventory or whatever else is going on?
Yes, and also, so if you think of, like, everybody knows patio furniture, you can get a deal on it in September. Or if you're buying tires, you may not know there's certain times of the year that tires are cheaper than other times. The same with mattresses. Well, when you look at school clothes or you look at things that you buy for back to school, within the window frame of a back to school sale, AI can help you identify, oh, these are going to be more on clearance now, or maybe you need to buy it now because they'll be out of inventory. So if you put in the right prompts and you ask, when is the optimal time during back to school to buy these items, just that, and show me all the different places that I could buy this and who typically has the best price, it'll come back with some answers for you on that.
So, I'm not AI or anything. I'm just thinking here. If I remember way back in the day with our kids, my wife always waited a week or two after school started. She would get the first few, things that they would be wearing to school, and then a couple of weeks afterwards, when everything was on sale, she would go and look and get the rest because she'd get it at clearance, so to speak.
That is exactly right. But what AI can do for you, because sometimes people need things before school starts, it can say, hey, there's three different sales that typically go on, and the best time to buy would be the second week because there's still inventory and you'll find better prices. So, yeah, waiting after back to school, it might suggest that, but it also can tell you who's got the best prices traditionally. And best time to be looking for those. So
So,
it's not just a real time, like Google will tell you, this is what's going on right now. AI can actually give you the context within the frame that you're trying to buy, when is an optimal time to buy.
and we're going back to who has the best price. That could be Amazon, that could be some store, it could be anything, but basically AI is going to help them find that.
It does, yeah, if you ask it to, you have to be really specific and say, tell me how to find the best price. And if you, the other thing is to be really specific on what you're buying. So, if you want to buy a pair of shoes and there's a very specific pair of shoes, you can put that in there. But if you're more flexible, you could put in a specific pair of shoes and say, oh, I really like these shoes, but I would look at alternatives. Help me find the best value for a kid that plays basketball or a kid that likes to skateboard and show me. And what that will do, which will surprise a lot of people, it'll come back and say, oh, well, here's a cheaper pair of shoes, but your best value is this middle price one because these will last you an extra 3 months because they've been proven to be, a better product and last longer. So if you get specific with AI, tell it what you're looking for and give it a specific product as an example, and then provide, ask for options to that and what your specifics and specifically how you're going to use it, it can actually help you find the best value.
Wow. So the key, what you're telling me is the key to AI is really asking it some good questions. It's just not the blank ones where you say, who has the best price?
Right.
But if you're looking for, you know what, a girl's halter top or, a pair of jeans that are for baggy pair of jeans for a 14-year-old that might be a size this or that,
Exactly.
you really want to get detailed to
Yes.
figure out what is there, because a lot of people just don't have a clue because they can never find what they want. And now you're telling them, hey, get it, take a picture of what you're looking for and put it on there. And,
Right.
so you have a good idea, so the system has a good idea and can better give you information.
Yes. And it's not just pulling sale prices, it's pulling reviews. Which could be trade reviews or other things that have rated the material. It pulls consumer reviews. It pulls from, just posts from moms. It pulls from social media. It pulls from all over. So the more context you give it, don't be afraid. Tell it very specifically, this is what I need and this is why I need it. And be really specific. You'll get back really nice comparisons. You can, if you ask it to provide comparisons.
Everybody's trying to save money. So you when you say mid-level. So, what can you ask it, hey, how what's the volume of sales for this particular item?
Yes, you can. You won't always get that back, but you can say, when does this item traditionally run out of stock, or when are, If there's
Okay.
issues with out of stocks, you can ask it. It depends on the category and if it has that information. But yeah, you can approach it that way. Especially if it's like urgent, you have to have something and it's hard to find. Where's the best place to find? Where's the best value on that?
Okay, no, actually the reason why I'm asking is more from the parents that have a middle of the road budget, and
Oh.
they've got a child that like, hey, I want the new superstar tennis shoe,
Yeah.
and then you have the middle of the road, and they're going, hey, you know what, that's not what I wanted, but you know what, it's also pretty popular, so you're not in a bad space if you get one and you're taking them to school.
Absolutely. Yes. That's one of the great things that it does for you. I mean, that's one of the things that people should use AI for because it can give you nice alternatives to what you're looking for. And sometimes it'll give you better quality at a lower price. You can even ask it to do that. Say, I want something comparable or I want something that's better than that at the same price or less. And it'll help you find it if it's out there.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
It
Hey, so
is.
you're going to want to stick with us. We're going to be back with Rodney Mason. He's talking about how you can save a whole bunch of money on back to school on back to school shopping using AI. So stick with us. We'll be right back with more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthy your happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Welcome back to the Saving with Steve show where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Hey, all the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information on Saving with Steve, I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you never miss a show. Check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio in New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Networks. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you, solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal financial freedom. Now, folks, you could join us at Saving with Steve Sexton, get our Insiders Club, guest gifts, background stuff. Hey, you want to go there, but we really want to get back to talk to Rodney Mason. So let's start talking about big money mistakes we see parents make every August. I mean, you're the chief marketing officer of Menti, you know, your AI powered shopping companion. What is the biggest mistake people make?
Yeah. So, you know, they traditionally look at sales flyers. They know the stores they like to shop. They, you know, sometimes they might compare a little bit and they're like, I don't have a lot of time. I'm just going to go in and get this stuff. I want to get it over with. If they prep just a little bit, particularly with AI, then they can actually map out a lot of different ways to save, and it can still be as efficient and probably take them less time. So that's one. The second thing is you mentioned, and it sounds like a self plug, but right now, 90% of the US population is using or has used cashback and savings apps. I think the number for back to school was somewhere in the 70% intend to use cashback and savings apps. If you're not using cashback and savings apps, certainly we want you to use Menti. There's a few others out there. But if you use them, then what you've just done, particularly if you're a shop, if you can shop online, is whatever, first of all, in the case of Menti, we will help you find best prices in the market immediately that are out there. So you can find some best prices. But also there's cash back rewards on that, and there's added values and savings that you can get for the things you're already going to buy. So a lot of people call those stackable rewards. So you use the savings app, that's going to give you rewards. Then if you're using the right credit card, make sure you're using the credit card that has the most rewards for the things that you're buying. A lot of times, there's credit cards that have scaled rewards for clothing, for food. So make sure you're using the right credit card. So if you do those three things, you plan ahead using AI, then you can find out where the best values are using a cash back app like Minty. By the way, Minty is also an AI tool, so you can search it to find best values. But then you use a cashback app to get those added rewards that you're going to get from the things you're already going to buy. And then you use credit cards with the right rewards. You can save a lot of money. All that stuff you would typically buy online or buy online and pick up in store, which saves you from driving to the store. If there's things you need to see, then certainly you want to go in store. You might want to try some things on. But the more that you can shop that way, the more efficient it's going to be for you and the more value you have. Let me give you an example. You could ask AI to say, okay, I've got $500. Let's say I'm going to spend $500 as my budget. I need these five things. Please tell me what is the best way to buy these things. I need the best price, and I'm open to any retailer. Tell me, how to allocate my budget. And I'm willing to substitute. If I want to buy a white t-shirt, it might be at Gap or it might be from Amazon. Just tell me, given my budget, I like these certain brands. I want to have a mix of these brands in here. Tell me the best way to buy. So if you do that with AI and you're that specific, it will say, okay, you should buy this item from this retailer, this item from this retailer, this item from this retailer, and these items over here. And it will probably put in there some substitutes and recommendations. And then you can quickly make all those purchases. You don't have to go to all the sites yourself. You can if you want to, but you're not going to the sites and double checking and all of that. You know how to allocate your budget and how to spend it. Then you just buy those items and you've saved days. You're giving yourself days back to your life. In a lot of those instances, you're not driving back to the school or driving back to the stores. You are literally buying all those items online and having them delivered to you and from the right retailer, not the one that you're used to shopping from, but just the ones that are going to deliver the best value for you.
That's wonderful. I'm just thinking about this going, okay, cash back, credit card benefits on stuff I already do. And since you have a tool like Minty who helps you shop, you can find the cheapest one before you even make your purchase. And then you can get all these other benefits. And it's wonderful because so many people don't get that, don't see that. They're so used to, I mean, because I'm a little bit older, but back in the day, I got drug around with mom and my other brothers and sisters, and we were going from store to store to store to store to finding everybody's deals. And we'd all go find something that we would want, but hey, it's too expensive or whatever. But it could be just down the road, so to speak, nowadays, and you don't even have to go there. You can just say, hey, I want that one because it's $5 cheaper, and now your son or daughter can have the one they want. That's pretty
Yeah.
cool.
And we didn't even talk about the money you save in gas and time. There's one other thing I would say. It's sort of a plug for Minty, but that's okay. We're the only cash back and savings app that's in ChatGPT. So if you're in ChatGPT, you can, within ChatGPT, they have apps. You can add the Minty app to ChatGPT. So whatever ChatGPT tells you, then you can have the add-on of Minty and all the cash back and savings embedded right there as well. So you can use the AI in Minty, just search function like you would on ChatGPT, or you can use it in ChatGPT.
That's wonderful.
Yep.
I'm an AI novice, so it's great when you hear somebody who really knows what they're doing and what they can do. Okay, now one of the talking points that I received kind of fits right along with many of our listeners, and they say, "Hey, if mom or grandma has a setback to, back to school budget, say they have $300 for two kids, how would she, how would they actually use AI to make their budget go further? Because 300 isn't a lot of money when shopping for back to school.
Yeah. Let's say you had $300 and two kids. You could literally say to ChatGPT, "I have two kids. They're this age, this size. This is their necessities. I have a total of $300. Please help me prioritize what the best value is for must-haves, and these are my must-haves, and then for nice-haves, and literally." Be specific on the things, I would assume they probably need socks and other things that or shoes that you have to have. And then what are the nice haves? And then have it give you recommendations. And on the nice haves or the things that aren't fitting within the budget, best time to buy after school starts or when around the year to buy them. So a lot of people are doing that because they're on tight budgets, and that's kind of the magic of one of the really magical things about AI. The context of it is so much bigger, it can actually help you plan around plan around budget constraints.
Could you kind of talk about the prompts that you would use for AI one more time? So
Sure.
whoever's listening, it's almost like an aha from what you just said. How they can do that? Because everybody's with inflation, gas, the way our, budgets are tight.
Yeah. So I would literally use your words. I would say to ChatGPT or Menti, as the leading expert in back to school shopping, please be completely objective with me. Because sometimes AI likes to be nice and say, well, you could do this or that. So be really objective with me. I have two children. I have a 7-year-old son, and he's, give him height, weight, size, anything that's pertinent to it. And I have a 10-year-old daughter and her height and weight and anything that's relevant to it. Their sizes, and they need these necessities and list them. And then here's some nice haves. My total budget is $300. I need to buy these items within the next 3 weeks or the next 4 weeks or whatever. Please tell me how you would allocate this budget. The must-haves are listed here. The nice-haves are listed here. And if it doesn't all work in the budget, please provide a recommendation on the best way to acquire the items that are not in the must-haves after school starts. Something very specific like that. Where people get hung up is they're used to going to Google and going, "Give me back to school sales on shoes. Give me back to school sales on pants." They're not tying it all together. So you're almost writing a little story. It's like when you go to the doctor doesn't say, "Okay, tell me this. Do you have a fever?" I don't know. It's like he asks you a lot of questions. If you can just think in your head about what you're trying to do and share that with AI, in the prompt, that's going to get you better results.
That's wonderful. Hey, folks, stick with us. We'll be right back with more Rodney Mason and Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey folks, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. I want to thank you for joining us. Appreciate you sharing with your friends, family, and associates. Now, I want to get right back to Rodney Mason here. Rodney, one of the big things here is people, you know what, they're going to have to buy big ticket items, not just clothes, socks, underwear, jeans, dresses, all that kind of stuff. But you know what, they got items like laptops or school uniforms. It's not small purchases. So what's the difference there of acquiring those things, and how can you use AI to really get a good deal on those items?
Yeah, so larger ticket items have, I've mentioned cash back really comes in handy there, even if it's 2 or 3 or 4% cash back using a cash back app. Mm-hmm. Using the credit card rewards, I've mentioned that. But there are very specific sales that large retailers or retailers that sell those items have, and they tend to have them on the calendar. AI recognizes that. So if you ask for those, that's going to be very helpful. And ask when the best time of year is to buy those items, because sometimes, you know, after the holidays, computers might be cheaper. So you might have, you know, you can't always wait until after the holidays, but ask for those best times. But in addition to that, the other opportunity is a lot of those large ticket items, when you're talking about electronics and things, they also have rebates. Rebate is another way to save. There are usually manufacturer rebates. They're forms you used to have to fill out and mail in those rebates put a stamp on it and all that stuff. You don't have to do that anymore. They're a lot easier to use. So ask AI to tell you when is the best time to buy them, what is the best price, what you're trying to achieve with that, like the minimum requirements of whatever it is you're buying that's expensive. And I'm thinking in terms of a computer right now. Mm-hmm. What cash back is available, what are the best reward cards, credit cards to use, and what rebates do they have? And that will really come in handy, particularly on electronics. If you're talking about like uniforms or other things, not in the electronic space, then I strongly recommend going to AI and saying, hey, when are the best times to order? When are the best times or the best way to acquire these? I'll give you an example. If you have to buy back to school uniforms, if you can plan ahead of time, well ahead of time, then you could buy last season's uniforms, or if you have enough to hold you over, like you could still wear them for a few more months, they're going to be on sale later. You can tell that to AI if you have that flexibility, and it'll tell you the optimal times to buy.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause I was just thinking, my son went from size 8.5 to size 10.5 shoes all in about 3 months.
Yep.
Yep. So, but that's typical in our family. So it was one of those things where we're like, when we had to order things, we ordered the larger shoes and people thought we were nuts, and then they realized we weren't. I think that's important. The other thing is, I was just doing some calculating and I was looking online, and I saw there's, and I won't sell the store or anything like that, but they're selling laptops and they have a $250 rebate. And if you're getting 4% on cash back, that's another
exactly.
$80.
Yes.
So you've just got $340 off on a $2,000. That's wonderful.
Absolutely. And then if you catch it, sometimes they'll have flash sales or they'll have special weekend sales. And if you ask AI, identify historically, do they typically do these things like for 24 hours or anything else? All those things stack. So what you just said is exactly, you know, those are the best ways to save.
Okay, so let's go over that prompt one more time about a flash sale, because I know based off the emails I've been getting about having you on the show, people, ladies want to know flash sales. I know what a flash sale is, but how do you find out about that when you ask them? Hey, do they typically have it? So go through what companies do.
I'll give you a really good example. This is a little self-serving because this is what we do at Minty. And I'll just clarify again, it's minty.com. I don't think I've said that. So if you ever want to check out Minty and go to minty.com, there are other tools. So I'll be fair and say that. But I think Minty does an exceptional job. You can go in there and you can find values and savings on the things you're looking for. But you can also, if you like items, a lot of platforms will have the ability to like an item, and or tell me when it's on sale, and you can get notifications when those things are on sale. So that's one way to do it. But the other is if you're just going to use a chat prompt, like ChatGPT with Minty or other AI platforms, you can say, historically, when do flash sales occur for these items? Or when is the very best time to buy these items? And you put in that, add that to your prompt when you've described everything and be sure and ask for that. Then you can get that fed to you. And that's not going to be 100% accurate because retailers and manufacturers that sell directly are smart and they're not just going to perfectly repeat everything, you know, because of competition. But if you see historically when they have their special events, and you know when those things are, then you can count on them being within a week or two.
I was going to say it could be in a week or two window. So that's, you know what, if you're doing that, would a good next step be getting connected with, say you want a Dell or you want another type of computer? Would it be smart to get connected with the store that usually has them or something like that so you can get the notification online?
Yes. So that is an approach to connect with retailers and sign up and ask for notifications on sales on specific items. So that definitely works. But I would say, and all those people are great, if you stick with AI, you're going to be a much closer to what's going on in the market.
Okay.
Because I'll give you an example why. And I'm not speaking on behalf of anybody in retail, and they do a great job. They have so much data. Retailers have a lot of data, so they can produce offers to different people. So different people might get different offers, if that makes sense. So if you're with AI, it's going to help you find the best offer that you can get in market. If you live in a different zip codes, you know, different zip codes, sometimes different people get different offers, is what I would say to that. And a smart way to work around that is just, where is it online? How can I get the best price? When are the pop-up sales? And you can even, you know, you can even monitor and ask AI to search right now who has pop-up events that are going on or special savings, exclusive going on at this exact moment, who's planning this weekend, and just see if there's been any chatter out in the market.
Okay, and then you also want to get it as detailed for the item that you're looking for. So if it's a laptop, you want to have this much RAM, this whatever the case may be.
Yep. Yes. And I'll give you an example of that in jewelry. There was an amazing item that was available in a store, and where I lived, it wasn't available. So I went to chat and I told it very specifically, this is the item that I want, and get me as close to this as you can. And I want to be able to physically pick it up. And so it gave me the three options from three different stores right around the same price. And none of them were the exact item, but they were very close. And I was able to walk into a major department store and buy that item, even though I couldn't get it online and I couldn't get it delivered within 3 days before Mother's Day. I found, not through Google, I found, and it actually told me the exact store, and it said, but you want to call them because inventories don't always match up, et cetera, et cetera. So I called them and they're like, we actually do have one. We'll hold it for you. And I drove over there. I drove 3 or 4 miles and I got that item. And AI made that really simple for me. It actually gave me two or three options. And it did suggest in all of those cases to call, because if I'm going to physically walk in a store, they may not have the inventory, but it actually worked.
Actually, I got to say, this is awesome for power shoppers like me because I hate going into the store and looking around. I want to find it and go. My wife's completely different. So, this is great. I love this. I love this a lot. Folks, stick with us. We'll be right back with more Rodney Mason. He's giving him pearls of wisdom and ahas on how to handle AI and, you know, back to school money hacks. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Pretty much everything under the sun relates to you having a happy, healthy relationship with money. All the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Don't miss the show. Check out a few of our few. That's at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Network. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you, solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal and financial freedom. Hey, folks, we're going to get back here. We're going to start talking to Rodney Mason again. Rodney, one of the big things here is someone's never tried this before. I'm talking grandma, okay? What's the first step you would tell them to take this week if they're just, you know what, grandma's got to all of a sudden shop for kids or grandkids? What's the first step?
Yeah. So I would invite everybody to go to menti.com or go to ChatGPT and do a practice run. It's really easy. It's as easy as Google. I think the key difference is, and by the way, Google Gemini is a great AI tool. So you don't necessarily, if you're used to Google, you can go to Gemini. That's another place that you can go. If you don't know where that is, if you open Google, it will ask you up in the top left corner, do you want Google AI? And that's Gemini. And that works really well too.
I'm just looking at it right now. It says Gemini.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
Upper right.
Yep. And then when you use Google Gemini, you're not using Google, you're using AI, which is a little bit different. Anyway, so what I would do is be on a platform like ChatGPT, menti.com, Google Gemini, and sit down and think about what it is specifically you're looking for. If you're a grandma and you have grandchildren and they're coming to visit, you might tell AI, you are a grandma. You're a leading expert on grandmas and what they need to buy their grandkids. My grandkids are coming in 2 weeks, and I'm looking for some specific items to keep them busy during the weekend while I have to do some knitting myself. And I want to keep them entertained. What are some things that I could do for them? Start right there. Like, you don't have to be really specific and tell it what to find you. Explain your situation and it'll come back with some suggestions. And then once it does that, AI a lot of times will say, okay, well, here's some fun things you can do. You could do watercoloring. You could do this. Would you? And it lists 4 or 5 things. And then it will ask you at the end of that, it will say, would you like me to share more on any of these suggestions that I've made? And then you would say, sure, tell me more about watercoloring and what's available there and what's new and why would kids like this? Because I don't think kids like watercolor anymore. I think they like video games. And it would tell you, oh no, watercoloring's popular. Here's the new ways that people are using watercolors. And Would you like me to explain more? Or would you like to learn about one of the other things? So think of yourself as go again. It's almost like you're going to the doctor and you're having a conversation. You're talking to an expert, and they're going to ask you questions along the way, and get really comfortable with it. Don't be afraid to answer the questions, and it will come back with solutions for you. So just find the platform, start the discussion, and then have a discussion about what you're trying to achieve.
So if somebody's new and they're trying to figure out what to get or what to obtain for the kids that are coming that weekend, they can also say, "Hey, I have 2 7-year-olds. What are 7-year-olds doing nowadays? They're in this grade, they live in this community, they like sports or whatever. And you know what? What type of toy or activity that I could find for them?" And they can even get more specific because then grandma could become the cool grandma, which is the key here. Is that as simple as that?
Yes. Like you don't have to have the answers. You tell AI your problem and what you're trying to do and the time frame you're trying to do it in, then it'll make suggestions. And after it makes suggestions, it'll say, "Is that enough information, or would you like me to share more on any of those things?" And then you can just open up and continue the conversation.
Wow, just think of that. Everybody who's a grandma could become a cool grandma just by talking to ChatGPT or Ask
It does work. I've used it myself quite a bit.
Gemini. What I'd like you to do is take a few minutes about how our listeners can, and viewers can learn more. Talk to us a little bit about Minty. One of the reasons why I wanted to have you guys on because Minty is a wonderful tool, and I'd like to just share that tool and how it's used for how our listeners and viewers could use that tool to, make a better life and get better deals and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, so Minty is an AI shopping companion, and there's a few ways that you can use it. You can just go to minty.com. We strongly recommend, because most people now like to shop on their phones, so we do have an app in the Apple Store, and we also have one in the Google Play Store. So whether you're Apple or you're an Android type phone, you can have an app. The other thing that works really well with Minty, if you like to use your computer a lot, we have a Google Chrome extension, and you can put that right on Google Chrome. There's an app for it. You go to the Google Chrome store and add the app. And when you do that, whenever you're shopping or looking at items online, if you turn the pop-ups on, Minty will pop up and say, "Oh, you can get this on sale, or you can get this cash back." So it actually enhances that whole experience. ChatGPT, if you go to ChatGPT, they have an app there that you can download, a Minty app, and ask for Minty to be in your queries on ChatGPT. Like while you're talking to chat, say, "I want to include Minty," and it'll include Minty. And then I'd say, from that perspective, what Minty does really well for folks, it helps you find the best price from partners. The coupons, if you want to find coupons, Minty is AI real time. So a lot of times when you go to a coupon site or a saving site, you'll go and those codes don't work. Minty's rate of those working is very, very high because it's continuously scouring.
I'm
So
going to say that's a big issue. And a lot of people say, a lot of them give codes, but they never work. So I'm glad to know that all the real-time codes make a big difference.
it does. It's an AI makes it much, much better. And that's it. That's, something that people really care about. And then you're going to find a lot of great cash back rewards on Minty. Whenever you're making a purchase, pretty much every purchase is going to have some cash back to it as well, which is really important. I think the last thing is we're adding more to our site. Where we're putting up Minty's favorites right now for back to school. We have Minty's favorites for back to school where you can get some extra values and savings right there on the site. Just sits up there before you even search. So it's another way that you can explore savings.
That's wonderful. Rodney, we even have people who are really advanced users. Is there any tips for, people who've been, they already use the tools that you have? Is there anything that somebody who's been around the block that thinks they know it all might be missing right now?
So I feel like where the market has really taken off is dynamic pricing. So retailers are getting really smart. There's different pricing all over. So I would say for those super savvy shoppers, just making sure that before you're making those you've made all your decisions and you did all your homework, because a lot of those folks will do a lot of work. Just be sure and ask one more time, hey, this is what I found, and this is one of the ways that people AI shop, one of the nine ways. This is everything that I found, and I'm about to purchase this item. Is this still the best deal right before you pull the trigger? And sometimes you can save money there too.
That's wonderful. Never thought of
Yep. And
that.
you're the expert, so there you
No, I'm not the
go.
expert. Nowhere close. I have a wife
Yeah.
that's an expert.
There you go. Yeah, she's the
She's really
expert.
good at spending money.
Yep.
You know what, Rodney, I want to thank you so much for being here today. The information you provided has so much value to our viewers and listeners. And Minty itself, I've been looking at your apps, and I'm going to say, ladies, gentlemen, if you're looking at shopping, get that Minty app on your phone because it'll make it so easy, especially if all of a sudden you've got to go get something or do something. It could save you a ton. And you know what, folks, you really want to think about the stacking side of things. Your credit card points, your cashbacks, your rebates. If you can have somebody help you with that stuff and might be able to save you 30, 40% on top of what you're already, on what you're spending at a discount, that would be wonderful. So, again, Rodney, thank you so much for being here today. We appreciate it. Folks, you want to stick with us? We'll be right back with more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show. Rodney Mason at Minty.com. What a wonderful thing. Learn how to stack, get rebates, learn how to use AI to save a ton of money going back to school. And that ton of money is not just the savings on clothes, but gas and many other things. So you know what? I just really, really appreciate Rodney being on the show. And you know what? Check out Minty. But folks, let me share something with you. There's a saying that says when big money has its finger on the trigger, small investors better beware. And let me share with you why I said that. The reason I said that is because Bloomberg put out a report that says that U.S. executives, and I want you to think about this, is saying that people in the know, insider activity, not insider trading, it's insider activity from executives who run these companies, people in the know. They say they're selling shares at the second fastest pace in more than 20 years. Folks, I want you to think about this. Does that suggest to you, what does that suggest to you as a small investor? Corporate knowledge right now is kind of sort of weary about current market conditions. To further validate this, Global Market Intelligence just put out the report on indicating with corporate insiders have liquidated more than $77 billion in assets, that's stock, in the first 6 months of the year. It went on to say that's a 20% increase from a year ago. Now, I want you to stop and think about this. The only time this has ever happened at an even more intense pace was back in 2021 when the market was already loaded with all that pandemic-driven stimulus that where the government was spending. Let's put this in a nutshell. When insider activity isn't especially eager to increase their exposures at current valuations, if this is going on the inside, what do you think you should be doing as an outsider? Again, when big money has their finger on the trigger, what should you be doing? Folks, this is not alarm. This is not panic. Okay? And I also want you to think about something else that's coming here. Okay? BlackRock, Goldman Sachs. Hey, warn that easy market gains are ending, urging careful portfolio choices and checking AI spending. Both firms want investors to pick stocks with strong earnings instead of following the broad trends. Okay. You know what? The big questions here are ask, do you know what every single stock has assets? Okay. You know what? Here's the biggie here. Why do you own each position in your portfolio? Think about that for a second. Do you have a real reason for every stock you hold? Did you just buy it because it was going up? At the same time, Goldman Sachs is looking at tech and AI. They're not saying AI is dead, not at all, but they're asking tough questions about companies spending billions of dollars in AI infrastructure without showing any actual return. They favor the businesses that are already making money from those investments. Here is why this matters to us. BlackRock and Goldman Sachs do the same thing from different seats. When both giants stop talking about broad market hype and focusing on careful selection, the value, that's a game changer. The easy money from riding that wave is slowing down. Now, real earnings and smart choices will separate winners from losers, and there's probably going to be a lot more losers than winners. So, I have a question for you. Think about it. If and when your advisor shares this information with you, made you aware of this type of management will take to come out on a possible winning side, what are your thoughts? Folks, this is why now is the time to make intelligent adjustments and to develop a precise exit strategy. That's why you need to be prepared for the good, the bad, the uncertain. First thing, folks, you want to really be writing these down and asking these questions, okay? The first one is for uncertainty, folks. Let me tell you, uncertainty of the foreseeable future, and you've already seen in the past, will be ruling a lot of decisions. We're in an uncertain world. So, how is your portfolio engineered to navigate through uncertainty to ensure you come through unscathed with your lifestyle intact? Two, hey, how is your portfolio engineered to take opportunities the good time? How is it set up? But remember, folks, in chaos, there's always opportunities. And number three, Wall Street's, hey, there's been this big red balloon floating around Wall Street looking for a pin. We all know when a pin and a balloon meet, pop. So the third question you need to be asking your advisor yourself, is my portfolio engineered to absorb the impact? It's not about panic, selling off, locking things in. This is about making intelligent financial adjustments so you can keep moving forward safely. Folks, I want to thank you all for joining us here on Saving with Steve. It's been a pleasure having you today. And again, thank you for sharing with your friends, family, and associates. Rodney Mason was wonderful at menti.com. You want to go there. There's so much benefit from just getting part of that website, not just the AI help to find better deals for back to school clothes, but for other things as well as cash back. You know what? You can stack the credit card stuff on it, find rebates, and save yourself a ton of money. With that, again, I want to thank you for joining us here on Saving with Steve. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll look forward to seeing you next time. Bye bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton.